Students across St. Vincent and the Grenadines were recently given an opportunity to talk about issues they face at home and among peers at school. This was as a result of a pilot project being implemented by the National Commission on Crime Prevention, NCCP. According to the director of the NCCP, Rodney Small, the LOUD project seeks to address issues affecting youth by using positive persons or influences that the youth can relate to. This so that they can have open conversations, with the end result being the provision of help through referral or direction to people that can help.
So it was more of a mentorship program, and as I said, started as a pilot so that we can go into the schools and see what's happening, collect data so we can know where to place our programs. There's one school there that we did already, which is Bishop College, an intermediate. So we had just approximately about over 100 influencers moving with us. And the LOUD name was just what it is, LOUD. We wanted to just get LOUD, go and take over the schools, ask the teachers to get out the class so we can have a discussion with the students. Because the persons who are on board are persons who you guys look up to. And based on our observation, and we realized that the students are more open to talking to a Romaine Gogo, or in our case, a Skinny Fabulous, or a Sherry Denny. Somebody who, a public figure. So going to the schools as a pilot project, I think we kind of crack open some bigger things that we didn't envision, right? Because all the students were talking to the influencers, starting to find out different things.
Small assured the youth present that the NCCP seeks to provide a safe, confidential space for them to get help. He also shared some findings from investigations conducted by the program.
We treat the information very confidential, and what we do, we look at referrals, we look at seeking help for them, we look at where even the influencers themselves could be mentors for them. Quickly give you an idea of some of what we found. Parenting is an issue. The relationship with the teachers is an issue. From both ends, teachers and students, health is an issue. And I would say health in a broad way and narrowed down to STDs and all these things is an issue. Lack of mentorship was also an issue. Suicidal thoughts was a major one, especially among our females. Ammunition is an issue, because there are schools where we went and found students with bullets in their bag and all these things. Now, it all boils down to this now, where some of the age difference were very worrying for us, because you have ages like 13 and 14 and they're involved in these things. But we have to find the root cause at the end of the day. Right? As students, I want you to understand that there's help, and don't be afraid to take it.
Director of the National Commission on Crime Prevention, NCCP, Rodney Small. And while addressing the gathering of youths at the event, Jamaican singer Romaine Virgo spoke of his childhood and the challenges he faced growing up in a low-income household in Jamaica. The reggae artist urged the youths to not be afraid to seek help and to always do what is right.
As I said, I'm going to keep saying this over and over again. It comes back to you, the person, and you know right. So while I wanted to feel like I needed to be a part of, everything was going on, I needed to feel like, yo, I'm one of you guys, I can have conversations with you and feel a part of it too. It comes back down to you and what you really and truly want and what you really and truly know is right or wrong. Luckily, I went through high school without, having to really and truly go there. But that was a big pressure for me. Especially everybody said, yo, Robbie Burger, you're a good singer. You must have put in for girlfriend in school. And it was so, because, I kind of knew what was right and I knew what I wanted for myself.
Jamaican reggae artist Romaine Virgo. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.